Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
My name is Laura. You are listening to Melodesia. This is Melodesia.
Hello, my name is Amy.
Hello, my name is Chantal.
Hello, my name is Stephanie.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Hello, my name is
Hello, my name is
Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Sean.
Natalie.
Michael.
Adam.
Hello, my name is David. You are listening to Mola Radio, and this is Mola Radio.
You are listening to Mola Radio. Bang.
This is a recording from the apartment of people like us and Felix Kubin. This is the wardrobe. Now I'm inside the wardrobe. Okay, I think I'm closed inside the wardrobe now. I don't get out here. Okay, the other way. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello. Hello.
How could you get a box?
I have it with me because I like
so
boxes.
Interested in the
one
box lovers?
Yes, I'm a box lover.
Good afternoon, this is Golf X-Ray 2 Oscar Alpha, GX2 Oscar Alpha. It's the club station of the Southport and District Amateur Radio Club in Lancashire, North West England. And we're actually operating a club station to give a little bit of a demo to some young people here. And I didn't hear the other station call you. Apologies for calling over the M0 station, I think it was. My name is Brian, Bravo Romeo India Alpha November in Southport, operating 2 miles outside the actual town of Southport at the club meeting room, running 80 watts at the moment. So back to you, Dave. I'll give you a report next time. Golf, as you were, Golf 6 WZA. From Golf X-Ray to Oscar Alpha with a bit of local QRM in the hall. Back to you, Dave.
There should be a space between there.
Okay, it's alright.
So is this yours now, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great. Thank you.
Very good, that.
Jingle bells? Well, where's that one off to?
My name is Sean. I go to Croxford Comprehensive School and I'm studying radio. I'm 12 years old.
Excellent. Hello, Sean. Very, very nice to hear you. Good audio, good spoken words from you. Excellent. A good radio voice to start with. Hope you enjoy your radio study. And I read in the amateur press that they sort of decry 10 watts. They don't go very far. I can assure you it'll go all the way around the world given the right conditions. So back she comes, GX2, Oscar Alpha, G6WZA.
Hello, my name is David, and this is Mola Radio.
Where all the action starts and finishes. Where everybody is shot. The hosts of this show are Michael and Shock Ice.
Hi, and this is Shock Ice. Hi,
we have some of the a bit of commotion about the blah 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 now, which is how can I put a very old fashioned person who's obsessed with blah blah blahs.
Oh no, I ain't doing it that way. See, here's the deal. You misunderstood me because I just don't think you understand, but I want to know how much McCrory's, because that's where I bought it. How much McCrory's will charge me to fix this bubble blower?
I think that's enough for one day about bubble blowers. Thank you. Hi, and welcome back to Mola Radio.
And now, after this, we have unidentifiable sounds.
Mola Radio.
1. Two. Three. Four. 5.
And now over to the news. There has just been a method invented called the Apple Z.
Scientist Sean Dixon has created a new invention. We are all going to ask him now what this fabulous invention is.
Well, this invention is something very good. It is, well, personally, I would like to call it the Undo Machine. Doesn't that name just make you tingle? And how does this work?
Well, it's made of the simple computer program, Apple Mac. You just press a button called Apple Z, and anything that has happened in real life is erased.
Where could I buy one of these, Sean?
Visit my website, www.greatinventions.com. Okay, Natalie, I am gonna go now. I've got to go and fix my invention. It's a little bit slow right now.
How do you make it?
Well, Natalie, come into my studio now and I will show you how I make it. A wire in the connection, then another wire in that connection, then one in that connection.
Thank you. We will try to get through to you a bit later on. Goodbye and listen to whatever was on. Thank you and goodbye. Thank you, this is all the news we have today, and over to the weather forecast.
Hello, Michael. It's me, and next week the weather report will be. On Monday, it'll be a nice sunny day, like about 20 degrees Celsius, but that's for Liverpool. But in London, it'll be a rainy day. Sorry for you London people. Right, on Tuesday, I'm sorry to say, in Hawaii, there'll be a big tidal wave. And I think you best evacuate. And on Wednesday in New York, the Statue of Liberty will probably be destroyed by the gust winds because they're that powerful and there's going to be a huge, huge tidal wave. So I think whoever lives around by the Alpha Tower best run away.
And now songs without voices. And then we go to sounds we do not like.
Thank you.
are, Sean. You doing a sound for your disc?
What? Hello, Natalie. Are you ready to interview me now?
Yes, I'm ready. What is it that makes music?
Well, music is really something that gives you feelings. Music can be anything. Really anything, even any noise. Here's an example of music. Right, does that answer your question, Natalie?
Yes.
Now, next question, please.
What is it that makes music different to noise?
Noise is just all banging and everything, like... That's noise, but music's like a rhythm.
Okay, so how is it important in the internet?
The internet's very important. Without the internet, you wouldn't be able to get as much sound as we can today.
Yeah. So, what do you use it for?
The internet? Well, you can use it for everything, up to searching the web, going on Google and searching for pictures, or just even getting sounds off basic websites.
Oh. So, question six then. How do you think the internet may develop in the future?
I don't think the internet will develop very much in the future because it's up to how it can be now.
Yeah. So, question seven. Do you like the Beatles?
No.
No. What do you think about Liverpool being famous for the Beatles?
Yeah, I'm very happy that Liverpool's famous, but I don't think it should be because of the Beatles. I reckon it should be because of another group.
Yeah. When do you listen to the sounds that... When you listen to the sounds that you don't like, do you know why you don't like them? Do you know why you don't like them?
Yeah, because when you listen to them, you know. Because if you don't like them, they're just annoying. But if you like them, you'll listen to it.
Oh. Well, thanks for letting me interview, Sean.
Okay, ta, Natalie.
Muller Radio!
Warning, warning, we are under attack. There has been a sighting of an alien spacecraft. We have sound recordings and footage from CCTV cameras situated in this area. You can see the images at our website, www.molarradio.com.
Standing next to me, I have a little farmer who experienced the full event. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Could I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
How did you come to experience the event?
I was cleaning my tractor when I noticed strange noises. I looked around and I noticed the spacecraft.
How did you feel?
Well, I froze on the spot and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. As the noise got closer, more people came out of their homes to see what was going on.
Did you phone anyone for help?
Someone eventually phoned for the police.
Thank you for your insight, Jeff. If anything else happens, send it straight to the Molar Radio news desk.
David, one question. You have shot a film already where you have been the main actor. Can you tell something about that?
Well, what happens is I'm like a poor kid with a dad and living on an estate. And like his dad saves up all his money, benefit money and everything. And he gives me £50 to get brilliant new trainees. Which I start flashing about a bit and I get on a bus. And two bullies from the back of the bus come up and rob me £50 note. So I have to go along with what they're doing, go to Southport, get it back, take me on rides, which I'm not meant to really like on the movie, but I like very much. So like, we ended up getting it back near the end after they got stuck and dropped it all. So like, basically the story. And they run off onto the ride that I'm not meant to like in the movie, which was quite exciting.
You said to me that you like eating and you like food, good food probably. Is there any favourite food would you have?
Cucumbers. Mm-hmm. Very highly healthy foods, so quite like apart from salad and spinach and things like that. Plus we also like a lot of junk food. I am a big person, so like it's mostly because I got bullied
that I got into the movie when I was quite young, and in my junior school I got bullied and that. Right, listen to any people out there who are getting bullied. Don't let them get to you. Laugh in their faces, walk away.
Hello, This is Evan calling. My name is Jordan and I'm on the radio.
My name is Ethan. Is anybody out there? My name is Ethan. Is anybody out there?
My name is Michael.
My name is Michael and this is Barlow's radio. My name is Michael and this is Barlow's radio.
My name is Ross and I like to listen to the radio.
Hello.
My name is Matthew. Can anybody hear me? Hello, my name is Matthew. Can anybody hear me?
Tell us what radio is again, Michael.
Yeah, radio is on it.
Yeah. What kind of things do you hear on the radio?
Different kind of waves.
Okay. Would you hear music or talking?
Talking.
What?
Talking.
Radio waves.
You hear music.